Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to third. One out. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball towards center. Manguel catches it and throws to home to double up Valentine. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 2 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foot strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Unser, who is chasing the ball. Manguel reaches third base with a triple. Grote scores. Dwyer scores. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to home to get Manguel. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Roy Staker now playing third base. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Brown pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-3 in the game. Boisclair bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing left field. John Milner now playing first base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is hit by the pitch. Jerry White pinch runs for Jose Morales. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Grote and he is safe. White steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 4 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 4 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.